Giving all honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm glad to be back here today and to enjoy and celebrate Christmas with you at New Frontiers of Faith. Amen.
Amen.
All the smiling face. Amen. And glad my wife could make it. Amen. And I thought she was going to be here, but she surprised me. Amen. You know, God is full of surprises. You never know what a day going to bring when you worship and serve God, because he's just that kind of God. And our expectation can be at him at all time. And as we come to celebrate today, one of the main reasons we come to celebrate, me personally, because 38 years ago, this church, the Bible, the word teaching and the pastor of this church, amen, when I heard the gospel, I was sitting right behind my wife some way, you know, and I came forward to accept Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I was in pain and I was hurting, you know, but like the sister read the announcement, that's what Christmas is all about. Changed my heart, amen. Changed my life, amen. My dependence was totally on the worldly substance and what the world can offer me, the flesh. But then God said, I got something better than that for you, Robert Williams. I got a purpose, a future for you you don't even know about. But you got to obey me and come to me and open your heart. And that's why I celebrate Christmas special in my personal way, because here at this church, it was a landmark. It was like, you know, memorial what happened to me and met all the brothers, Deacon Knox and all Brother Bade and all the sisters, Parker. She taking us to a house, feed us, you know, having good fellowship. Sister Ruby and all, I can go on. Everybody, Sister Carol, just beautiful, amen. So we celebrate and we got something to celebrate Christ for, because most of all, like you say, how he have come to live in our heart, the Savior of the world at Christmas. He came all the way from his celestial kingdom, a perfect environment, amen, to not just be a savior, but then he had to go through the suffering. I mean, he never had nails, think about it, in his hand. God let his own, what he created, took advantage of him and killed him, actually. But it was all in his plan. When you try to figure God out, you can't. So you may as well just believe him and trust him. Amen. But that's the way, because Jesus said, is there some other way we can do this? And then Jesus had him say, not my will, but thy will be done. Because in the human mind, it just don't make sense sometimes. But we know God deal in spirit, because he's spirit and truth. But we celebrate that because he came to have relationship with us, want fellowship with us. Big old God want to come and live in little old us. Dust of the earth. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. He want to come live in us as we open our hearts, and he want to dwell in us, not temporary, but forever. And it don't end, church. That's why we celebrate. Amen. This is the beginning. As a matter of fact, this is not our home. Amen. I got to remind myself. Amen. This ain't my home. Amen. Amen. We just passing through. We just passing through. And I always heard that when I was young. And I said, what the hell? I want to stay here, man. But you ain't going to stay here. I don't care who you are. Amen. Famous or not famous, you're not going to stay here. We all got to expire one day. Amen. So as we look at the scripture today, we want to share with you briefly from celebrating the birth of Christ, Luke 2. We read most of it today. Some reading we had, Luke, the second chapter, beginning at the 8th verse. You got your Bible with you. You know, that's why we celebrate, too. Because we got the Word of God. Amen. The B-I-B-L-E. Amen. That's the book for me. Basic instruction before leaving earth. We need that instruction. We need the Word. Jesus said, man must not live on bread alone, but every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. So this Word is valuable. It is important. So that's why we celebrate God revealing himself to us through his word. As I say, a love letter, amen, to sinners, a love letter to sinners. Thank God for his word. So let's have a prayer. Father, we thank you for this time as we read your word, God. We ask your blessing upon it, oh God, that you may open up our eyes, that we might behold wondrous things from your word, God, that you may show us, Lord God, teach us by your Holy Spirit. Take the things of Jesus Christ, reveal it to us, that we may grow and apply it to our personal walk with you in good times, in bad times. And Father, we thank you that you came down to die for our sins, that we may have relationship with you. Thank you for forgiveness as we come before your presence, Lord. If there's one today under the sound of my voice that haven't accepted Christ as their Savior, we pray that this to be the day that they opened up their heart to come to Jesus. What a celebration, oh God, what a joy that will be. Because the Bible says, in heaven, the angels rejoice in the presence of God over one sinner or more that comes to Christ. So, Father God, we can rejoice on those that get saved, because we all got saved one day, Lord, that are saved. So, Father, thank you for your word today, and help me to decrease that you may increase, Lord God. And Father, we just thank you for this time. Bless this church, Lord God, in a special way, New Frontiers, and the leader, and all that take part in this worship service, this plan that you have, a master plan on Beaumont and the Alameda. It's a plan, Lord God, before the foundation of the world, whether you know it or not. It's God's plan. And if you invest in this kingdom, be a part, you'll never regret it. So, Father God, bless this work, this ministry, this church. In Jesus' name, save souls, build the body up, Christ up, that we may be living for your kingdom in the light to a dying world, God, and salt. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Man, we got 3 points today, brief points. You know, we like to give the points. In Bible school, Brother Bade and others, you know, they teach us, amen. You got to let them know what you're talking about, amen. So, first point is, where was the Savior born? Second point is, why was the Savior born? And the third point is, whosoever believeth in the Savior shall be saved. And actually that, born again. Amen. So you see in born in all three of the points that it's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, who was born to die for our sin, a Savior. So we see that in here in Luke, as I'm going to read for you. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shined around them. And they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said unto them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings, a good news of great joy, which shall be to all people. That's important, amen. We emphasize all people. God don't leave no one out. For there is born to you this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find him a babe wrapped in swaddling cloth, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with them the angel multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So it was when the angels had gone away from them in heaven into heaven, that the shepherds said one to another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing which was come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they that had seen him, they made widely known, saying, which was told to them concerning this child. And all these who heard it, them by the shepherds, which was told by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them into her heart. Then the shepherds says, returned and glorifying and praising God for all things that they have what? Heard, seen, as it was told of by them. Amen? Of them. So in these points, we want to just emphasize why we celebrate. You know, we celebrate our birthday, we celebrate our anniversary, we celebrate a lot of things. You know, football people celebrate, amen? But we know there's no greater celebration than celebrating the birth of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Why is that so important? Because he, out of the Godhead, a body, as the scripture says, God prepared a body. And someone had to come down and die for us. And we know the Bible saying, John 1:1 says what? In the beginning was the what? The Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And then 1:14 said, the Word became what? Flesh. And dwell among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. His glory. want to emphasize that, his glory. And then John 1, 11 and 12 said he came to his what? His own. And his own did not receive them. But listen to this. But as many as received them, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, or the sons of God, to those who believe in his name. So we celebrate today because we believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said, ain't no other name in heaven and earth that a man can be saved. Acts 4:12 is by the name of Jesus Christ. That's why we celebrate. I celebrate because I know that when I need some hope, amen, I can go to his word, amen. Relationship with Christ, fellowship, he gives me hope, amen, because he is the blessed hope. Amen. When I need to know who I am, amen, my job, where I live, don't determine who I am. Jesus said, man, life don't consist of the abundance of the things he have. Amen. It's an internal thing, who you are. You got to be in Christ. And if Christ in you, amen, you are blessed and you are saved. Amen. So we can celebrate. We celebrate because what? One day, as I said early, and guess we got to emphasize this, when we all expire, we all going to die one day, amen. That's the reality. No, the people don't want to hear about that. But that's the gospel. You got to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Amen. But when we know, we celebrate because we know what? This is not the end. This is the beginning, amen. When we're absent from the body, we what? Present with the Lord, amen. I know who I am, amen. And I know where I'm going, amen. It's not where I came from, amen, but it's where I'm going, amen. Amen. Because we know there's two H's, amen. There's a heaven and there's a hell. And each one of us make our decision. God don't send you, make your decision where you want to go. So that's why we celebrate. I know who I am. I know where I'm going. And money and all that is good and the earthly thing. But one day we all going to leave it behind. Somebody else going to get it. Amen. The life insurance, you don't see it. But thank God. We got to be prepared, as the brothers say. Amen. God is a God of order. But we celebrate because of all of those things beyond the world. You know, in the world, as we celebrate Christmas, they say, well, December the 25th, we know. That's not important, amen. What's more important is that you accept him as your Lord and Savior. What's as important that God didn't leave you in the dark? He wants you to know. And how you know, except someone preach, teach, go into the Word and search the Bible for yourself. And we see in Luke here, the first point, where was the Savior born? See, God let us know where was he born. We may not know the date, and we ain't got to argue about the date. Amen. Because see, the whole thing is where you're going. Where you going to spend eternity? Where you going to go when you die? And you can die anytime. In your sleep, people die all around us. All around us. So the Bible said, be ye ready, as the Deacon Bay said. Be ye ready, because no man, no woman know the day, the hour. We got to be prepared. We make preparation, because heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. You got to be prepared. So this word prepares. So the first point, Micah 5:2. The prophecy, tell us, Micah 5:2, where the Savior birth prophesied by Micah. But you, Bethlehem, through you be little among thousands of Judah, yet out of shall come forth to me and one to be ruler of Israel, whose going forth is from old and from everlasting. So we see in Bethlehem, in the city of David, where it was prophesied where Jesus will be born. And you know, God, he does things beyond our human mind. This is supposed to be 700 years before all this happened. It's been 2,000 years since he died. And he's coming back. We don't know when, but he tells us to be what? Be ye ready. It seems that God takes so long. Amen. But we better glad he's long-suffering. Because some of us wouldn't have been sitting there now. I know I wouldn't be if he wasn't long-suffering. But God is good. He's patient. Oh, he's patient. Amen. Patient. Some of we got short patience, don't we? Like a fuse, amen. And I'm guilty. I can be short patient myself sometimes. We want it right then, right away. Want it our way. We all got that. Sometimes the selfish mode. But we know when we let the Holy Spirit control us, when we're full of the Spirit, that all that flow according to God will have it to do when we obey the Word and obey the Holy Spirit. So he was born in Bethlehem. Now God used the angels and the shepherd, well, the angels, to reveal to the shepherd what was going on. Because they're in the field, right? You know, doing their thing. And then all of a sudden, what? The skies just open up. That's amazing. Imagine you riding down the street and you see the skies open up. Amen. Not saying that's going to happen, but I'm just saying they was in the field. It's something like a surprise, unusual thing. And God do unusual thing because he goes beyond the human mind. So this is what we call what? A supernatural thing of God. A miraculous thing of God. The whole Christmas story is the what? The miraculous virgin birth of Christ. How the Holy Spirit put the seed in the woman. And Jesus was born, the Spirit. And Joseph couldn't figure it out. Mary couldn't figure it out. He said, how can this be? But all things, what? It's possible to those that believe. All things is possible with God. There's nothing too hard for God. Amen. If he made hair on my head, then the hair is gone. Amen. Amen. I can't understand, but it ain't there. Amen. But it comes back, and then it don't grow in the middle. Amen. I can get frustrated. I want hair. But hey, God designed these bodies. He's the designer. All of us. Some people keep their hair. Amen. And some people don't. Amen. I ain't got my two-piece. But God is so great. You can see him just in your human body. How he designed us is right there. So man is but an excuse. And he give us a conscience to let us know that we do wrong. Amen. We do wrong and we sin. But we know that the Savior came. So he took the what? He took the invisible to the shepherd and then made it what? Visible. The supernatural power. They couldn't see. None of us can see. Amen. Unless God what? Show us. That's why the Holy Spirit show us. See, he only can what? Show us what we need to see. He showed the shepherd what he needed to see because he had assignment for them. He showed us what we need to see because he had an assignment for us, just like he had assignment for the shepherd. See? See, this ain't all that you see in the human. Amen. Oh, when you get saved, you get the Holy Spirit. Amen. God give you what you call what? Spiritual insight. Amen. Illumination. Insight. So you can understand the word. And even show you how to work things out in your own personal life. Amen. To give you discernment. You can see who is real, who is not real. Amen. You can see the false prophet. Amen. The real one that teaching about Jesus, who he is. The Holy Spirit come to show us things, to teach us, to help us see what we cannot see. To see life from his perspective. Oh, that's a blessing. If you want to be happy, if you want to have joy, what? See life from what? God's perspective. Let him see what you can't see in the human eyes. He lets you see in the spiritual eyes. Spiritual insight. And he even give you the inner ear. Amen. You can hear beyond this regular ear. You know? And you know, my wife had carried the child, baby. You know, she can read to that chair, baby. And the baby in the womb, the root of it. Hear what she's saying. You're molding a life, making a life for a child. You pray before he come. Even before she was praying, she said, Lord, I want him to be wise. I want him to make right choices. She be praying. And that's the right choice because what? Even the babies in birth, they still can hear. That's the way God designed it. Because only God can what? He knows what? Our past, our present, and our future. All at what? One time. We trying to figure it out. What the weather going to be the next day, amen? God said, let me look at me. I'll tell you what the weather going to be. Wait till it happens, amen? The weatherman said, well, we thought it was going to be 30 degrees. The guy said, no, it's going to be 60 degrees. And he said, our teacher said, we can't figure that out. I said, I know who's doing that. It's the Lord God Almighty, amen? So God can show you things and will show you the things, the truth. So that's why you don't have to be confused about life. And that's why we got to what? Help those that confused about life because we know there's an enemy. We're in warfare. And God don't want them to see Satan don't want them to see the truth. He want to keep them blind because the Bible says that God of this age have blinded them and they can't see unless we preach the gospel, the glorious light of Jesus Christ. It's the only thing going to take the scale, the blindness of the eyes so we can see. As the song said, what? I once was what? Blind. But now I can see clearly. Amen. The blind man said, Son of David, have mercy on me. And they said, be quiet. Be quiet. Don't call him. And then he said, Son of David, he said, Bible says, he said it louder. Have mercy upon me. And Jesus turned around. Oh, my gracious. He turned around. And he said, what to the man? He said, what can I do for you? Amen. He said, I want to see. I want to see. That's just the physical sight, right?
Amen.
Amen. But then when he got the, he could see, he wanted the spiritual sight. Amen. He said, I want to follow him. Amen. I want to be with him. Amen. See, when you get saved, you want to be with Jesus, don't you? Oh, that's the joy of Christmas. Amen. Being with Jesus in fellowship in the midnight hour, early in the morning, no matter what, he is there. He says he's Emmanuel. He what? Never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. He stick with you. Better than crazy glue. Amen. He sticks with you. He's there. Amen. You can't get away. Amen. He's good, God. Oh, my gracious. Amen. Can we celebrate him today? Yeah, we can celebrate him because he is worthy of all the praise. Amen. Worthy of all the praise. And one point in this, all this is happening. In verse 14, he says what? Glory to God in the highest. See, everything here today, our personal life, our walk, is to be what? Bringing glory to God. See, he said, glory to God in the highest. There's no one like him. Holy, righteous in all his ways. Glory to him. What you say should be glory to God. The way we live should bring glory to God. The places we go should bring glory to God. The people we talk to, amen, we should have not gossip conversation. We should have loving, godly conversation. That is bringing what? Glory to God. Whatever you do in your life should be bringing what? Glory to God. See, this service is what? Glory to God. I'm nothing, amen. I'm just a dust ball, amen. I'm a sinner saved by grace, amen. But I'm a saint on the way to the heavenly kingdom, amen. So, amen, I got dual citizenship. Citizenship on earth, which is going to pass away. I can't put too much trust in that. But my citizenship, what, in heaven? Oh, all my faith, my trust, my hope is in him, the Savior who died for me. That's why we celebrate. So, the Savior was born in Bethlehem. Three titles was given. Three titles. He's Savior of the world to all people. Savior of the world. Three titles was given. First, Savior. And Savior means one verse, Matthew 20:28. Just as the Son of Man did come to be served. Did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many. See, a ransom. I had prayer with Deacon Knox. He brought the word ransom. I mean, I already had it down. I said, man, that's what the Holy Spirit do. Ransom is what? A debt we couldn't pay. You know, when a ransom is somebody had to pay. Amen. And Christ came down to pay that ransom for our sin through on the cross. He came to pay the debt we couldn't pay. Amen. Ain't no money in this world. Trump money can't do it. Bill Gates money can't do it. I don't care the richest man in the world. Can't buy salvation. Look, church, we have something that money can't buy. That's salvation. And I'll tell you more about that later. But it can't buy. That's why the old folks says, but this joy I have, amen, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Why? Because the joy is on the inside, amen. There's a difference between joy and happiness, right? Happiness depends on happiness, amen. New pair of shoes, you're happy, amen. Get a hole in it, you ain't so happy, amen. You need another pair to make you happy, amen. And that list goes on and on. But joy come early in the morning, amen. Weeping may do it for a night, amen. But joy come in. The Lord is what? The joy of my strength is the Lord. The fruit of the Spirit is what? Joy. Joy comes from God. Comes from relationship. Fellowship with him. Joy comes from above. You can't take that from us. That's the joy. Even when you're hurting and pain, there's some joy. Amen. There's joy. You say, Lord, thank you. I don't know. You can't understand it. But it works, amen, and it's real. So God give us joy, something you can't drum up. It only comes through a relationship with God. Obeying him, walking in the Spirit, it's joy, joy, joy. The Bible says unspeakable, unspeakable, joy unspeakable. And in heaven, we going to really get the real experience of joy, amen. A joy is going to last forever. Every day going to be Sunday, amen. Every day going to be Monday, too. Monday is a hard day sometimes, but every day going to be a joyful in his kingdom. But we wait for that. We yearn for that. Amen. We yearn for it. But one day we'll see him in all his glory. But until that, we got to be faithful to come. So the second thing is that he is Christ. Three titles here. He is Christ. Christ means what? Messiah, the anointed one. You know, the question was asked. The disciple Jesus, and some say, who does man say that I am? Some say I'm John the Baptist. Some say I'm Elijah. Some say I'm Jeremiah. But then he says, who do you say that I am? And I'm going to pose that question to you. Who do you say that Jesus is? Who do you know him as your personal Savior? Who is he to you? Is he everything to you? And we know Peter says what? He is the what? The Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Then Jesus says to Peter, say what? Flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my Father in heaven. Amen? So he is the Christ. And then he is Lord. He is Lord. Revelation 19:16 says what? King, he is King of kings and Lord of lords. And that's when he's coming back. He's not coming back as Mary, little baby anymore. Now, and then the cross is over. He's coming back in Revelation 19:16 as King of kings and Lord of lords. And he's the judge. He's going to judge man. He's going to judge those. So he's coming back and he's Lord of lords. Only God knows how to reveal the truth to us that we can see. Three important points. See, hear, and do. That's what God is about. And the Bible said, don't be just a what? A hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. He said, let your light shine, amen. Let your good work shine, amen. That it may what? Glorify the Father in heaven, amen. That they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven, Matthew's. So God knows, you know, everything that we need, and he's the one that want us to love him and serve him. And then why was the Savior born? Matthew 1:20-21, and she shall bring forth a son, and he shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which is spoken by the Lord, the prophet. Amen. So the main thing here is that he came to what? Die for our sin. Jesus came to be our Savior to save us because we cannot what? Save ourselves from the sin and the consequence of sin. When Jesus died on the cross for our sin, he saved us from being under control of sin and from the penalty and the power of sin, which is death, hell, and separation from God. That's why he came. That's the good news of Christmas we celebrate. Three things. He came to live in our hearts. We said that earlier. Secondly, he came to what? Change your heart. Transform, as someone said earlier. He transformed our life. The Bible said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is what? Good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen? And sometimes we say, change so-and-so. Amen? But the Bible said, no, you need to change. Amen? We need to change before we point the finger at someone else. Amen? But he came. And then thirdly, he came that we may what? Serve him. And that serving means to what? Worship him. To love him, to honor him. Do you love Jesus today? Do you love him with all your heart? Are you in a love relationship with him? If not, he's waiting for you. Because the Bible said what? God, if you draw near unto God, he'd what? Draw near unto you. He's waiting on you. So that's important. We're going to serve him and what? Serve one another. Love one another. See, Jesus is this Savior to all people. And at this time, I guess we got to be real, that people are hurting. During Christmas time, the sad time, I mean, we lost, but our son was 28. Over, 10 years ago passed away. And yes, it do hurt. It can be tough at this time. We have people that, you know, went on to be with the Lord. But, you know, that's part of Christmas. Jesus came to let us know that he came to what? Heal our broken hearts. He says in Luke 4:18 that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. See, that's the mission. That's Christmas, preaching the gospel to the poor, meeting their physical need and their spiritual need, which is salvation. He has sent me to heal a broken heart, to proclaim liberty to those that are captives, those in prison, those that are captives by sin, a slave to sin. Only Jesus can set them free. And the question always is, are you a slave to sin? a sin ruling in your life? Are you a slave to Christ and his righteousness? Where are you today? And to recover the sight of the blind, to set liberty those that are oppressed. Christmas, a lot of people are oppressed, discouraged. They have no hope. But guess what? They may be your neighbor. It may be the man at the mission. It may be the person in a nursing home. This season, the group and us, we went to 2 nursing homes, and we went to the mission, where people don't have no way to stay. And we try to share, we share the gospel with them. I think in all that, about 9 people came to Christ. But God says he wants us to be like the disciples, the shepherds. Go and tell the word, spread the word, what we heard, what we seen. They didn't keep it to themselves. Did they keep it to themselves? No. Amen. We don't supposed to keep it to ourselves. We don't supposed to be secret agent Christian, do we? No, we supposed to tell. If our neighbor, and oh, if you only ask God, show me who you want me to speak to. Each day, say that prayer. Lord, show me who you want. I guarantee, keep your eyes open. He will say something. Might be a homeless person, amen. Might be your next door neighbor. Might be someone had death and they need a card, and they need you to come and say, Jesus loves you. But I'm just saying, God will lead you to what he wants you to do. So he came to help us, the broken heart, amen. And then the last point is, whosoever believeth in the Savior shall be saved or born again. See, just as the shepherd did on their mission, they proclaimed what they believe. Amen? What they heard and what they seen. That same mission we have. See, God's plan is not complicated. You see these people on TV who are trying to complicate the enemy to confuse them. God's plan is not complicated. He wants you to tell them the truth. Jesus died on that cross. He died for the sins of the world. And he changed my life. And he can change your life. That's the gospel. Jesus Christ, death, burial, and resurrection. So what did the shepherd say? It says in verse 16 through 20, and they came and made haste and found Mary and Joseph lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known, saying what was told concerning this child. And all those that heard it marvelous. See, they couldn't keep it to himself. Amen. Which he told them, the shepherds. And then verse 20 says, then the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they what? Heard and seen and was told of them. See, they fulfilled their mission. Now we as the church has continued to fulfill that mission. Go into all the world, teach and preach the gospel. We're to tell them, as the song said what? Go tell it on the mountain. Amen? And what? Everywhere. Go over there. Jesus Christ is what? Lord. Amen. It's born, right? Go tell it. Go everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain. I ain't going to sing that for y'all right now because I don't have time. And he said, I'm glad he don't have because he can't sing. But that's Christmas. That's the reason we celebrate. And we have to be like the shepherd. We got assignment. And the question is, are you fulfilling your assignment? Are you going to tell them what Jesus have told you and how he had changed your life? Because if you're not going, then you need to get up and do it. God give us every day a new chance to what? Start over again. When you invest in the kingdom of God, it's not like the stock market. You're going to lose that one day. Like the brother said, the whole thing is shut down right now. Who knows what's going to happen? But the Bible tells us don't put your trust in the leg of a man. Amen. We can't put our trust in government. We got to put our trust, as someone said, trust the Lord with all your heart, our sister said. Amen. Lean not to your own understanding, not the human mind. The human mind will fool you every time. I don't care how good the guy look, he'll fool you. I don't care how fine the lady look, he'll fool you. Amen. Don't look to God. The Bible said what? Man look on the what? The outer appearance, but God look on the what? The heart. Amen. He sees the whole deal. So don't put your trust in man, but put your trust in God. And have your faith invest in his kingdom. See, New Frontiers is the biggest investment you can make. Because what you do for Christ is going to what? Man. Last forever. Yeah. All this going to be burned up. Wash away. Ask the people in California. Had a day and gone tomorrow. Even some people died trying to hold on to what they have. You can't hold on. Let it go. You got to give. Christmas is about giving. Christ give. He's the gift that what? Keep on giving. Keep on giving. Oh, my gracious. And then let's close out. Listen to me now. 2 Corinthians 8:9 says, for we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That though he was what? Rich. For your sake, for you and I, he became poor that ye through his poverty might become rich. And as the Bible say, what? To all people. God, aren't you glad? You glad he didn't leave you out? Amen. He didn't leave you side the road abandoned. Amen. God never abandoned his people. Oh man, I don't care if sickness, trials, he'll keep you in the trouble. He'll be with you in the trouble. And he'll deliver you from the trouble. Amen. And he'll keep you out of trouble. Amen. Follow this word. Something will keep you out of trouble. Amen. Are you following the word? Is the word first in your life? Is it first in your life, in your heart? Amen. And it'll fix the trouble. Amen. I don't care what you're dealing with today. Take it to Jesus, as someone said, come unto me, all you laboring, heavy laden, I give you rest. You got to make that choice. Come to him today. He'll change your life. You'll never regret it. This will be the best gift, the best Christmas that you ever had. And I'm a witness. I know about it. Because all I did was get drunk and do my thing on Christmas. But Lord changed me. Amen. Now I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to depend on substance anymore. People anymore. I depend on the Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. A Savior that was born. That's why we celebrate. So today as the gospel message go out, you can be rich today. Something that money can't buy. You can be rich in salvation. You can be rich in grace. You can be rich in hope. You can be rich in peace. You can be rich in joy. You know, everybody want happy and joy today. They're doing everything. The degree and all this pretty house is nothing. That is. But them things that disappoint you. Amen. They ain't going to give you real joy. Matter of fact, it's going to make you more miserable sometimes. Because you got more problems. Amen. The bigger the house, the bigger the problem. I mean, you got to witness. Amen. The bigger the car, too. Amen. But you got all these things that money can't buy. You can be spiritual rich. If you save today, you are spiritual rich. The world don't tell you that. Amen. And I'm going to tell you that. That you can be rich today if you accept Christ as your personal Savior. Amen. So all eyes are closed as we close out. We're going to church be praying. Let us stand. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the gospel of the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, born on this day. God, we come to celebrate. And Father, we thank you for you and you alone can change our life and save our life from hell and destruction. You give us hope. You give us a reason to live. You give us purpose. God, even when we don't feel it, you are there because you love us unconditionally, agape love, beyond a feeling, a sacrificial love. You prove your love to us. You died for us while we was yet sinners, when we was bad, when we was not so good. You still died for us. 2,000, you died for us when we didn't even love you, when we went away from you, run from you, trying to hide from you. You still love us. Oh, God, we thank you for that love. And that's the kind of love we're talking about in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish. That God sent his Son not in the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved. People might be saved through Jesus Christ. So, Father, there's one today from a child, from an adult, whoever today, on the sound of my voice. If you haven't accepted Christ as your Savior, today could be your day. Today could be your celebration of celebrating your salvation, God, the gift that came, the door of Jesus Christ. And the gift is already here, but the gift is not yours until you receive it. So there's someone to want to receive the gift of salvation today. They can pray a prayer like this. And I'm going to pray, and you can follow me and pray in your heart. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I ask forgiveness of all my sin. I want to get right with you. I want you to come into my life. Save me. Forgive me of all my sin. I want and I need a change in my life. God, change me. Help me. Save me. Come into my heart and be my Lord and my Savior. If you said that, pray. Mean it in your heart. All eyes are closed. Raise your hand. And we'll be praying for you. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Amen. 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 Praise God. No hands. So, Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your word. Bless the pastor of the church and all the leadership and all the members. In Jesus' name we pray.